Our next head coach on the teleconference is Michigan's John Beilein. The Wolverines earn the number 5 seed in the upcoming tournaments. Do we have Coach Beilein on?
I'm here. I'm right here.
Okay. Thank you. Coach, why don't you start us off with an opening statement before we get to questions from the media?
We're really pleased that we were able to get that win Saturday at Maryland. We played as good as you can play in the first half and then held on to win. So just caught Maryland on it. It was a good day for us, tough day for them. And I don't think we can forget that the Josh Jackson being out of that lineup has had a huge impact on what was a very, very young team, but a very talented team. But I can see that's taking a toll on them as well.
Thanks, Coach. We'll now get the questions from the media.
To ask Coach a question, please press star 1. And our first question comes from the line of Adam Zagoria, New York Times.
Hey, Coach, how you doing?
Hey.
I know this is a week away, but have you given any thoughts on what you might do in between the Big Ten tournament and the NCAA tournament? If you guys don't, obviously, would you scrimmage or what might you do then?
Yeah. So I've been there before at Canisius in Richmond. If you were fortunate enough to win, you had this break. And I think what we'll probably do is make sure that we take some time off, whether it's frame it up like a training camp with these little 2 or 3 day sessions with a day off. I would definitely have at least a 30-minute live scrimmage with officials somewhere in the middle there to make the difference up. We didn't hold back a scrimmage so we can't scrimmage anybody else. But we can, we have 17 guys on the roster here, so we can pick we can have some type of almost an all-star game scrimmage just to get people in, and you have refs and the whole deal. So that's the plan. So it is different when you're used to the other format, but we'll still find a way. Right? Yeah, and obviously we have to, we're waiting to be selected. We're not selected yet.
And our next question comes from the line of Jeff Goodman, ESPN.
John, do you like it? Do you like the fact that it can help you in terms of injuries and get healthy? Do you not like it because it has to change things? And again, I know you guys are creatures of habit as coaches.
Yeah, it is different now, Jeff, just because you're sort of used to it. At the same time, the Big Ten thought it was best. It was better for the greater good of the league, and so that's what I'm all about. And so I think our fans in New York City just playing in the Garden, just those days in the Big East when I was at West Virginia, those were such memorable days. And I think our fans are excited about it, even though they probably didn't go through the schedules we did in December, January, and February that might have. Caught people at the wrong time sometime. But I can't say I'm either way. I'm just dealing with it the best I can. I'm not going to say I'm in favor or against it. I'm usually always in favor of what the cards I'm dealt.
Thanks, Sean.
And our next question comes from the line of Nathan Beard, Journal and Courier.
Hi, John. Just want to get your impression as someone who played Purdue twice this year. The way Carson...
Oop. Did I lose everybody?
We lost Nathan there.
Okay.
Okay, well, we can move on. Looks like Nathan's line has been closed.
And our next question comes on line of Nick, Detroit Free Press.
Hey, John, how are you doing?
Good, Nick.
Good. Hey, back to the earlier part about the layoff. I mean, you did have this before. Assuming you get in, I guess I won't punch your ticket for you, but I mean, when you were at the smaller conferences, I mean, did you like the break then, or was it something where you prefer? I mean, I guess,
you're so overjoyed, when you have the break, you probably need it cause you had to just win 3 or 4 games in a row.
Yeah.
But I can remember, with the teams maybe playing wiffle ball one day, I took the team at fishing. I remember one time we went to somebody's pond fishing. Just anything to just change things up. And I think the difficult part would be the difference is those games you finished on Sunday or Monday night, and you only had 6 or 7 days to wait. This one, if you ever get beat early, now you got another 3 or 4 days to wait, and so that could be a little bit different. But we'll frame it up. That's what we got to do. And I frankly don't know what I'm going to do, but we'll find other things to do with them. We're on spring break right now, so I think that's probably a good thing that we're going to be very busy this week during spring break with the travel to New York and everything.
No fishing next week, or is that going to be
Yeah, we could do some fishing. I don't know if the fish, that was in Richmond. I don't know if the fish, okay. So we'd have to do ice fishing still, I think, here for a couple more weeks.
All right, thanks, Sean.
Thank you.
And our next question comes from the line of Chris Bessnett, Lincoln Journal Star.
Hey, Coach, I know it's been a while since you've played them, but I guess just your thoughts on Nebraska, their chances at being in the NCAA tournament, and if you think they're an NCAA tournament team at this point.
Well, I'm never gonna try to say I know as much as that committee knows. They do a tremendous job of sorting this out. They got everyone. All I know is they're a really good team. That was one of all our. We've got 6 road wins, 5 in our league, right? And that was one of those ones. We had to sit everybody down, and said we're not winning this game. Let's get rest for the next one. That was the only road game. Whether it was Purdue, whether it was Ohio State. I'm trying to think who else we lost to on the road that we were out of the game. So that should be a bit of my answer right there. I think we have a very good team, but whether we were at Michigan State, at Purdue, we were not out of the game early like we were at Nebraska.
Thanks, Coach.
And our next question comes from the line of Adam Jarity, Columbus Dispatch.
Hey, Sean, I didn't get a chance to ask you this after you played Ohio State most recently, but you seem to do a much better job the second time around on guarding Kade Bates-Diop. And I just wonder if you saw something differently you were able to adjust. I know the season obviously changes. You played him in December and you played him in late February. But what did you think you were able to do differently on him the second time around that was as effective as it was?
Well, I think he had, while I believe just watching him, we recruited Kade as hard as anybody we've probably ever recruited. And so I knew him really well. And when we saw him in early December, right, I think he was starting to play really well, but I don't think he had the credibility to our team maybe that we told him, if you lay off him at all, he's going to dot you right in the eye with a jump shot. And I think the second time our guys, after he's, on his way to an all, I'm sure certainly he's going to be first team all league, if not player of the year. I think the second time around, there was a lot of credibility to how good a player he was. It just wasn't me speaking and our coaching staff speaking. It was the whole league could tell you that. I think there was a great emphasis by our guys to not be embarrassed, but he just took it to us in that game. He was tremendous.
Thanks, Coach, for your time this morning. We appreciate it.
All right, thank you.